Actually, the name of our presentation is In Our Own Words, CHW Share Supports Needed to Engage Communities in Heart Health Practices. I have nothing to disclose. I'm going to speak for about a minute and then hand it over to our community health workers. Just to give you a little bit of background, this is a National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute's funded project called Strategic Champion Demonstration Project. And the overall goal is to work with community health workers to help change heart health in communities. At the core of the program are heart health manuals that were developed with 10 sessions in mind, but there's certainly been a lot of adaptations for four specific communities. And over the course of 16 months, nine strategic champions were funded approximately $100,000 each to do two primary things: build the capacity of community health workers to use these manuals in the community, and then to actually provide community education and support. These are the nine strategic champions that were funded during this implementation period, and we are very fortunate to have four of those here with us today. These are the community health workers who are going to be presenting. They'll introduce themselves, but just to give you a flavor of the diversity that's represented here in terms of population serves, but also perspectives, geographic region. From our very own Roxbury, Massachusetts, we have Augusto Angulo. Emily Edquid is from San Diego with Project Concern International. Samia Hussein is from Central Massachusetts Area Health Education Center in Worcester. Bridget Miller from Columbia, South Carolina Housing Authority. And Doris Sinjini, I'm sorry if I've said that wrong, Doris. And she's from she's a CHR CNA from Shiprock in Navajo Nation. We also had, as a little bit of background, when we decided to do this and decided to apply to APHA, we actually had a great, we just sort of put it out there to all the strategic champions and all of the CHWs who would like to participate in this kind of conversation, and we had a really great response. Then sort of as things developed, as we developed our presentation, as we figured out how we were going to get people funded to get here, We have the people here, but we've had a number of conversations that have informed today's presentation. And with that in mind, I'd like to ask Bridget to come on over. Oh, and let me just say, as she's walking over, that we did a cross-site evaluation. I presented on that yesterday. There's a handout that's connected to the presentation today. You can learn more about how we change knowledge, attitudes, and behaviors among community health workers and community participants. You can find out how to find out a lot more about the evaluation.
Good morning. My name is Bridget Miller. I'm a lead community health worker for Columbia Housing Authority in the city of Columbia, Columbia, South Carolina. The things that we motivated our community members and increased the chances of behavior changes to improve heart health, I found that personal testimonials, given my health disparities that I've had ongoing in my family as well as myself, with such as diabetes, high blood pressure, cholesterol, I found that getting them to gain trust in me, they needed to know a little more about me, and that to know that I'm just like them. I'm in the Section 8 program of Housing Authority, and I have the same health issues. That gave them the ability to trust me, knowing more that I have some of the same symptoms and things that they have. Lifestyle changes, weight loss, healthy cooking and eating. I gave by example. We did health. We did cooking demonstrations in the classroom. I made health changes in the home as well. I didn't just walk the walk. I talked the talk as well. And with that being said, I reversed my diabetes from type 2 diabetes to pre-diabetes. Okay. I started out in this program, I weighed 174 pounds, now I'm down to 160 pounds. And I'm not only in medication, of course, my diabetes as well. Okay? Other tools that we provided to them, there were wellness classes. We have a Drew Wellness Center in our communities. We took them to aerobic, water aerobics. We gave out incentives to keep them coming, knowing that they're walking, they're counting their steps. They appreciated that. And, you know, you should have seen the excitement on their faces. I did so many steps. I did this and I did that. So anything that it took to get them to come back and get the point across, that's what we did. Giving out jump ropes, water bottles, and measuring cups, teaching them how to measure their foods as well. We gave out also African-American cookbooks. Recruiting and retaining our participants, I created a flyer giving a name, date, time, and location where the classes will be held, and left contact information for them to get in touch with me to enroll them in the classes. We went door to door. They wouldn't come to us, or they didn't call. We went to multiple communities and went door to door and put flyers in their doors. And some of the people that saw us on feet, they asked us questions, and we enrolled them right then and there. We attended community meetings. We saw that made a difference. Just we didn't get them to come, or they decided to sign up and still didn't show up. We went to the community meetings. Case managers gave us referrals for some of our community members, residential members, have what we call community service. That was a way that we got more participants to enroll. And of course, a stipend. Who wouldn't want a check just to sit? That'll keep you coming. We gave them a $50 stipend if they completed 8 out of the 10 educational classes. The provision of transportation, we picked them up. They wouldn't have an excuse. Well, I don't have a ride. We picked them up. We took them to and from the classes. We then began to take them to their doctor's appointments, make sure, and we did follow-ups with them as well. We did free health fairs and screenings in a community center that we have, not far from the housing authority. Hands-on visual as well as audio training helped and made a great impact as well. Like I said, the cookbooks, we had clogged arteries, hands-on, that we passed around to let them see how their clogged artery looks with eating those fatty foods. We got fat samples. We passed around. They was like, what is this? And this is what's in your body. Eating all that fried chicken and the ham hock and the collard greens with the fat back. Okay? Also, the Microsoft PowerPoint for the WELL program, With Every Heartbeat Is Life, played a major role in our educational classes as well. Medicaid and Medicare consultants. We got in contact with people. We noticed that a lot of our participants and residents did not have health insurance, so we invited Medicare and Medicaid consultants to come in and speak with them, and we did a lot of referrals in our 29203 zip code, and we found it expanded so well that they started doing our 29204 zip code as well, going in the homes. The nurse practitioners and nurses went in the homes and visit and got people signed up to get them some medical help and attention. Okay, factors for success, healthcare, pharmaceuticals. We had Value Medical, just to name a few. Value Medical came in. They're a pharmaceutical company that provides medications to come to your door. And they also did diabetic shoes as well, and supplies. Health screenings and giveaways I spoke on earlier. Connection participants with health providers I just spoke on. And many clinics in our communities opened up to us and to our residents that had and did not have health insurance. Okay, we did, like I said, demonstrations, healthy cooking. We had health coaches. We had dietitians as well as nutritionists come in and help us with this project. Grocery store tours, you'd be amazed how it made a difference in teaching them how and the right way to shop in the store. And the right way is to shop the perimeter of the store. Okay? CPR, we did demonstrations, and at some point in time, we did have some of them to actually get them CPR training versus just a demonstration. And exercise classes, we had jump rope, we had the aerobics, and we did some of the other things we did. We did a walking, we started a walking club, just to say a few. Home visits. Home visits were for some of our residents that started the class, and for some reason, maybe health reasons or what have you, they dropped out. We contact them back and ask them whether they're still interested, and someone would just pick up the phone and say, well, I stopped at session 5. Can someone please come back and finish with me, or can someone please bring my post-test so I can do my test? So we did those things to keep them. It empowered them so much that they wanted to continue to get that healthy education. Thank you.
Next, we have Navajo Nation and Partners in Health, and Doris.
Ya'ate, good morning. My name is Doris Senegini. As Jody mentioned, I'm from the Navajo Nation. I've been with the CHR, as a CHR and CHW for 34 years, and I like my job, and I had many opportunities to go forth to work in the administrative field, but I rather work with my community one-on-one out in the field. When we were introduced to this project, we took it upon ourselves to reproduce the teaching tools that we got, and a lot of it we put into the Navajo language, which is very challenging, but we managed to do it. And our Navajo people, a majority of them, don't read, they don't understand, so you need to really sit down with them one-on-one to explain to them, show them demonstration. A lot of the demonstration that came with the training packet, we taught them, and they were amazed, and you know, which motivated them to change their ways of their eating habits, as well as their exercise. Where I work, it's very unique. It's a small clinic. It's fairly new, and in the clinic, everybody supports one another. We have doctors there. We have, we have the best public health nurse in that area. They support us. They help us, encourage us. They go out in the field, give us their medical advice and their knowledge in doing the things that we do out there. And the Navajo people, we're more or less related to just about everybody in the community. We know everybody from birth to elderly. We are one with them. We are we know when they're hurting. We know when they're feeling down. We know how to respond to them. So when this teaching came about, we know what approach to take. And a lot of them were, yes, negative. It's just another teaching. It's just like this, and you know, all the negative comments that we can come across, but we have to find a way to open that door to let them know that we are there for them, that we are not just going to, you know, just teach them and let them find their way to where we want them to be. As it was mentioned by Bridget, you know, we have to be there to, you know, walk, not just talk to talk, but walk to walk. If we tell them to exercise, that during the day that we go to, you know, visit that particular person, we have to do something with them. We can't just go in there and tell them that you have to do this. But it's very challenging because on the reservation, our grocery store is quite a distance, like maybe an hour and a half, 2 hours, for them to get some good, decent, healthy food. And the convenience store are the only ones that we have just around the corner where, you know, they're easily exposed to sweet stuff and food that are not healthy. So a lot of times, those are the only food that they have, and there's no transportation. We have no bus, no nothing out there. So a lot of times, whenever they can, and a lot of them are just on a monthly basis. So they take that chance to go into town to get those groceries, and we try as much as we can to support them and have them go down and get the food that they need. But mainly, we have that wellness center in the area, so we invite them, and a lot of them, I see a difference in them. Although I moved on from what I was doing, but you know, I'm still there, and my colleagues are there, and I'm glad that I'm able to work with them. And at this time, I just want to say thank you.
Okay, Emily. We have Emily from Project Concern International.
Good morning, everyone. I'm from San Diego, and wanted to just update you the couple of methods that we did in San Diego to conduct a training for community health workers. Are doing two trainings for community health workers in a way of online training. We developed a website called Your Heart, Your Life, PCIGlobalUSBP.org, and USBP stands for U.S. In Border Program. We are the U.S.-based office of PCI. We have about 60 countries we serve in the Latin Americas and Asia. And we serve them in ways of water sanitation and through USAID. So for the community health workers online, the trainees actually spend about average of 20 days of completing the program. An average of 4 hours of getting the certification. So initially they would register and we would track them that way on how long they've taken the certification program through the end. And secondly, the in-person training is a two-day training that we conducted in two different sites. One is in a clinic setting where we have a partnership with a clinic, a community clinic, and another is at our office at National City. The online training is also self-paced and it's very interactive. It's only in English right now. We also tried to conduct collaborating with another program we have by using tablet computers for the community health workers, but unfortunately that only was useful as far as a one-on-one training to community health workers rather than a group setting. We reached about 170 community health workers in San Diego. 62 of them have completed the certification in person and about 55 of them online. The CHW group differences that we found online was they tend to score more higher for the people that took them in person, rather than the people that took them in person for the pre-test and post-test basis. And we're finding out also that the younger CHWs tend to take the online classes. However, the confidence level and the self-esteem of CHWs are more higher for the ones that took the classes and training in person. So the CHW highlights are they reported about 100%, Bridget mentioned that the CHWs themselves actually have developed their own personal successful habits. So one of our, in California, CHW is a new buzzword. We call them patient navigators, actually. And one of our patient navigators actually had lost 60 pounds just from this program because she too wanted to walk the talk. And another CHW had reflected that her husband was about over 250 pounds, and now in the family setting, her husband is now eating brown rice and eating healthily, now juicing. As far as the community trainings, we use three methods. One is the low-intensity delivery of key curriculum through key messaging at the Ventanilla de Salud. Another is the care groups, which we have 2 hours per week, and we have to consolidate the 12-week session into a 6 weeks. And the patient model setting, where we again partner with the community clinic to perform the curriculum, also in a 6-week session. We reached a total of about 9,600 people in San Diego, and all reporting increased high of confidence level as far as education and heart level. So all in all, this program really has done really well for our area because it's a continuity of program. We used to have a family navigation program. We have a living with chronic disease. So the same population that we serve, which is the Latino and the Filipino group, actually we're very happy to come and see us again because we didn't just leave them hanging, but with this program, they also learned specifically about heart health. Thank you.
All right, last but not least, we have two people from Central Mass AHEC. And go ahead. I think Augusto is going to go first.
Augusto will go. Good morning, everyone. My name is Augusto Angulo from Boston. I work at Whittier City Health Center in Roxbury. Roxbury is one of the cities with most diseases in the state, where minorities, African Americans and Latinos, are the most vulnerable in facing cardiovascular disease, diabetes, and cancer. After all is being said, I am happy to be here today sharing with community health workers from other states. I never imagined standing here in front of many people from different parts of the country. It's a good experience for me. My experience as a community health worker all of these years, I come to realize that in order for me to have success in reaching up to these people is just not giving them facts, lecture, but is reaching to their hearts. Talk to them, understanding that I'm a minority, that I have family who went through cardiovascular disease, stroke, heart attack. But how do you convince others? How do you convince them to make behavior change? That's all our purpose as a community health workers is, to be able for them to make changes. And I come to realize that I have to touch people's emotions. I have to talk to them and explaining to them why are we facing these diseases. It could be the socioeconomic status, why the place where we live might affect us, why the lack of support in our families. If you're facing a disease, if you are overweight, you have diabetes, it is hard for you to deal alone. And that's why we host these different activities in the community. We do the coffee hours with the public housing, social coordinators, we work with them. We go to different social senior centers. We talk to people. Many of these people live alone. And what I come to know is that when they share your story, when they tell us what they're going through, I have to not only tell them the lecture and the facts and the numbers, the statistics, is more than that. So I talk to them from the heart. And I explain to them the importance of taking care of your health. Why your loved ones depends on how healthy are you. And I apply this method, which is me, together, and do. The me, why, as a case manager, why I care about this issue. Together, why you and I are alike, identifying myself with them, and do what we can do together to make these changes. All of this is more compelling than statistics. I have worked with health ambassadors. I educate them on how to do outreach. It's not only giving them numbers, what cardiovascular disease is, what cholesterol numbers are, what diabetes is, but it's mostly touching people's hearts. We are made of emotions, and that I think is my success as a community health worker. And I share my experience with others in order to make people's behavior change. And that's very effective, as I've been going all through these years working in the community. One of the challenges that I face is because I'm an immigrant, I'm a Latino, I have an accent, I have gone to places in the past in a few years where people were looking at me from other ethnicities. And the first they looked is, where are you from? And then I start speaking with an accent, but when I start to get to touch their emotions and their hearts, they start realizing, and they don't look my ethnicity. They see that I'm coming to talk to them, to help them make people's behavior change by telling them what's important in their life. I found this thought in the website where it says that any training that does not include emotions, mind, and body is incomplete. Knowledge fades, faith without feelings is anonymous. But I am glad to be here, and that's my message to those community health workers out there, is talking to people, identify them, and talking to them from your heart. Thank you.
Good morning, everybody. I'm really glad to be here today. Can everybody hear me okay? I'm very soft-spoken. My name is Samia Hassan, and I'm actually from Connecticut. So I was fortunate enough to be a part of Central Mass AHEC's training program. And one of the reasons why I was with their program was they were actually very generous enough to offer it to their neighboring state. So I thought that it was a great opportunity to be able to reach out to the greater Hartford region in Connecticut. And I just want to highlight how supportive the program managers were. They offered a lot of networking workshops where we community health workers got together. We were able to brainstorm with one another, see what worked, what didn't work. And at the same time, we used a lot of just basic resources and got together a training toolkit. And that was part of the NHLBI curriculum, was being able to get two bottles of just plastic bottles of water, fill one with water and food coloring in red, and another put Karo syrup and food coloring, and just being able to show that out in the community, the difference between a high sugar diet and difference between a low sugar diet, and how your blood would basically flow in your vessels. So it was an aha moment, especially when we did things such as, the sugar calorie, and we actually visualized sugar cubes and how much a Big Mac would be, or how much a Diet Coke would be, or any type of drinks, soda drinks, would have sugar content in them. So they were very supportive, and I really appreciated that. I just want to highlight a couple things. The first is I want to tell a quick story. My background is I'm Middle Eastern, that's my ethnicity, and I was able to personally reach out to an Islamic center in Hartford, Connecticut, which had a high Iraqi refugee population, as well as a lot of Middle Eastern populations. And when I was approaching a middle-aged person, he was initially from Sudan. He actually lived with... he was here without his family, so he didn't have his wife to cook. His kids were overseas. And his sugar level was a little elevated, and I brought that to his attention. And one of the things I noticed was I asked him, who cooks in your household? He told me one of his roommates does. So I was able to actually include his roommate in part of the workshop and education materials because he was the one who was offering and cooking the food. So not only did I provide education to him, but also to his roommate as well. And that helped because the next time I saw him, a month after, his sugar level was actually a little less than it was initially. So that really helped. And if it wasn't for that personalization, that trust between him and I, he wouldn't have been able to actually mention that. And if you don't ask the right questions, you won't get the right answers as well. And I just want to end off on a personal note. I know time is running up here, but I was able to go through these materials myself. I dissected them. I found out what was helpful for me. And I personally was able to lose 20 pounds. I was pre-diabetic. Now I'm not a borderline. I had elevated high blood pressure. I'm not that as well. My stats are normal. And my brother lost 80 pounds because I was able to implement this at home. He lost 80 pounds, my mom lost 30 pounds. So it really is a lifestyle change. The little bits and pieces that you're able to include in your lifestyle helps in so many ways. So not only did it benefit the community and the population that I served, but it also benefited me. So I guess be the change you wish to see in the world by Gandhi is a true quote I want to end off on. So be genuine, know your community, and know that you're making a difference in the community. Thank you.